I just tell you, it's a small little bit of all Irish whiskey, just not that I think that you know what it's in Ireland, we have three distilleries. All of Irish whiskey. And the nearest one is Middleton Distillery, which is roughly about maybe 10 or 12 miles east of here, by sea. And they produce some very nice whiskies down there. They do Powers, Paddy, which are two local whiskies. Paddy is a very local whiskey. They also produce Middleton, and they also produce Jemison, which is Jemison was originally produced in Dublin, but now it's made in Middleton. And it's regarded as one of the best selling Irish whiskies that they have. It's top of the export market. So they are fine and happy down there, making mainly blended whiskies. The main whiskies that they produce down there are blended. On the other end of the country, we've got Bushmills, which are producing some mainly single malt whiskies up there. And all the whiskies that they do is Bushmill 16-year-old, traditional Bushmill 12-year-old.
Sorry.
And the other whiskey distillery we have is the Cooley Distillery, which is up in the Cooley Peninsula. The only independent Irish distillery we have is the Cooley. They produce all their whiskies up in the Cooley, Peninsula, and then they ship it down to Locke's very old distillery, which was closed up there recently. It was a kind of a heritage centre. But they are starting to produce whiskey there now. Mature it there and bottle it and still get it from it. So I'd like to start with one of the old whiskies today. And this one is a Lox. Distiller's Choice. And what they had, this is one of the first whiskies that they made. And what they've done is they went along and they had roughly 50,000 barrels of whiskey. And out of the whiskey, out of the 50,000 they produced, they selected 12 barrels. And out of that, they made 50,000 bottles of whiskey. This is one of the 50,000 bottles of whiskey. This would be regarded as a very good whiskey. And this would be a Nature Award Locks single malt whiskey again. And this would be regarded as a good whiskey.
As a what?
As a good whiskey. So we've got a very good one and a good one. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little drop into each of your glasses there, into the two glasses that you had. And then you can see the difference between a very good whiskey and a good whiskey.
So these three distilleries that produce all whiskey.
Right.
They must be huge. They must be able to have a very large...
The Middleton, they have very big stills down there, and they're
ordering up at least millions of bottles of whiskey.
I think the sales of Jemison last year in the region of 3.5 million bottles of whiskey.
What about the whole process prior to the distillery? All the difference. Kind of.
Yes.
Some huge area. I guess it's all three big facilities.
Oh, yes, you're a big warehouse.
Yeah, it's a
big model. I know it's not huge down there, but it's
almost industrial.
Oh, yes, it would be I'll give you a drop of this underwear first and we'll see what you think of it. I put some water on the table there. Some people like to put a little drop of water in the glass and throw it around and drink it, or just have it with the whiskies. And basically, there's three particular ways of drinking whiskey. One is to drink it neat. The other is to drink it with a very small little drop of water, and that wakes it up and gives it a good flavour and gets more flavour of it. And the third way is to drink it any particular way you like. Whatever you want, the ginger ale, make hot whiskies, make cold whiskies, do whatever you like. But the main object of the exercise is to enjoy yourself. So we'll have a go after that. So right, here's the good whiskey now.
But you have to go back.
Yeah, sir.